Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been reporting all day about the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and we want to focus now on the 21 victims of that attack. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd is with us from Phoenix. And Peter, what do we know about the children and the teachers who died?
The children who never came home from Robb Elementary School yesterday were between 7 and 10 years old. They were in 3rd and 4th grade. They were just babies, just days from summer break. Javier Lopez was 10 years old. His mother, Felicia Martinez, told the Washington Post that she will never forget her son's smile. Jose Flores, Eliana Cruz Torres, Jackie Cazares, all 10 years old. Relatives have confirmed the identities of at least 8 more of the victims on social media, and I'm going to take a moment to read their names. Ellie Garcia, Halia Nicole Silguero, JC Carmelo Luevanos, Tess Marie Mata, Nevea Bravo, McKenna Lee Elrod, Maite Rodriguez, and Alexandria Anaya Lexi Rubio, whose cousin called her a bright light in everyone's life. Uzziah Garcia was 8. His grandfather, Manny Renfro, told the Associated Press that he was the sweetest little boy that he had ever known. Amari Jo Garza just turned 10 this month, and her father, Angel, told ABC News that his little love is now flying high with the angels above. Annabelle Guadalupe Rodriguez was 10, 3rd grade. Her family told KHOU that she was in the same classroom as her cousin, who was also shot and killed, and we do not yet know the name of her cousin. Those were some of the children who died in their classroom, along with their 4th grade teachers. Irma Garcia was 46. She spent her entire 23 years of teaching at Robb Elementary School, according to the school's website, and she had a husband and 4 children. Eva Morelas was 44. She'd been co-teaching with Garcia for 5 years, and she also had a husband, and she had a daughter as well.
Peter O'Dowd, thanks so much, and we will continue to follow this.